It's not an exaggeration to say that COVID has impacted the life of almost every American. It managed to pick up University of Minnesota tennis star Jackson Allen and drop him off in Charlottesville at the University of Virginia. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary Show. You helped sponsor with your tax-deductible sponsorship gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Don't forget, this is Catch and Match Month. Your gift this month is doubled to WIB Incorporated. Check it out at WWIB.com. The Gophers cut three athletic programs this year: men's gymnastics, men's indoor track and field, and men's tennis. Senior Jackson Allen from Shakopee, Minnesota, was the Gophers' number one singles player, but got an extra year of eligibility from the NCAA because of COVID. He'll play his final season at Virginia next season. They finished number five in the nation last year. Jackson Allen is with us here on Sports and Commentary. Thanks for dropping by. Tell us a story. Unpack it for us of how you wound up down there at the UVA from Minnesota, will you?
Yeah, so when I was in high school, UVA was really good. They won the national championship in 2013, 2015, 2016, and 2017. So they were a really, really good program. And at the time, I'd always dreamed about going to Minnesota because I grew up a really big Gopher sports fan. That's kind of what my family did in terms of family bonding, was go to the games. Me, my dad, and my brother went to a lot of Gopher basketball games growing up, especially in the Tubby Smith era and even a little before that. And then as an entire family, like cousins, grandparents, everybody, we'd go to every single home Gopher football game, and we'd be there like at the tailgate's lot. The tailgate lot opens 4 hours before if it's like an 11 o'clock game. But if it's not an 11 o'clock game, it opens 6 hours before. So we would be in the tailgate lot, and that's just kind of some of my best memories that growing up were with my family, like hanging out before those games. And so it was always my dream to go to Minnesota. And then I really enjoyed my time on the team there. The coaches were amazing. The guys were great. They're probably my best friends. 10 of my best friends were the guys that I got to be on the team with. And then they decided to cut the program. And so, I just landed on Virginia just because they're a top team, and at Virginia you compete for national championships. And so that's something new and that's exciting. And then I know the coaches know how to get to that level. And so, I just kind of figured why not. And I also had a few like family friends who went to Virginia, and they all loved it. So it was kind of a why not.
All right. You were playing last year at the U of M with this cloud hanging over your heads because of the announcement made that the program's probably going to get cut because of COVID. What was that like for you to play with that going on?
Yeah, it was hard from that area. You try not to care too much about what other people think of you. And so, but then when your team gets cut, you realize you did care way too much about kind of the approval of others or how others view the worth of your team or your sport in general. So that was tough. But for me, the harder thing was just knowing how much time and energy and effort my coaches put into making Minnesota's tennis program a program that made the NCAA tournament. Like every single year was in the top half of the Big Ten. Every single year won the Big Ten in like 2017. So that was the saddest, hardest part for me. Was they did a really good job not showing it, but I just knew from the type of people they are and how much effort they put into everything that it was absolutely crushing for them. So that was pretty hard. And then also just, you know, the friendships that the guys on the team have with each other, and then also others on campus, whether it be girlfriends or just friends. And a lot of my teammates were from were from Europe or from New Zealand, and it's really just sad because all of their friends, literally everybody that they knew in this entire country, was on this campus, and now they pretty much have no choice but to find another school. Because, like if you're from a country where the family median income is like $20,000, you just can't afford to stay at the school without a scholarship. And they honored the scholarships, but then again, like these guys made the decision to leave their families to play college tennis, and so staying at a school and not playing really isn't much of an option either. So it was really sad just kind of knowing everybody would be departing, but I think we made the most of it.
Well, it was an easy way to save the program, but I think we'll have to save that for our next get-together as we're out of time here. Jackson Allen, who played at the U of M, University of Minnesota, men's tennis, our top singles player. The program was cut, and now he's at UVA, Virginia. Hey, Jackson, thanks for being here, and we will reconnect with you on the next show, okay?
Awesome. Yeah, will do.